927 4CC. It's been a couple of weeks. Finally been able to get a hold of him. He's been that busy. Our federal member for Flint, Ken O'Dowd. Hello, Ken.
Good morning, Hammer. Yes, good to talk to you, mate. It has been busy.
A lot about employment and good news because the employment rate has come down from 6.2% to 5.8%.
That's really good news. So, and that has beat all expectations. Great news. It's just come to hand now. Look forward to taxpayers and more people working, so we'll be less people paying on the job seeker.
Speaking of job seeker and job keeper, now that's going to come to an end shortly.
It is. That day is coming very soon. The end of March, job seeker, job keeper is off. We will only give assistance to some industries, like the travel agents industries, who will still be affected with no overseas travel, etc. In the main, job seeker, job keeper will be off for all industries.
Well, mate, just talking about the employment rate going down to 5.8, the job seeker, job keeper programs are just about finished. But there is still jobs available in Australia and people are finding it tough to get workers.
Well, this is happening. We're short of it. We think about 80,000 people short to help on our citrus farms in my area. It's stone fruit and other crops in other states, of course, but 80,000 across Australia. Our backpackers who can't come to Australia is back from 140,000. We generally rely on 140,000. Well, that's back to 40,000, and that's only because those backpackers who were in Australia when COVID hit are still in Australia.
Yep.
And they can't or don't want to go home. But we're still short of 80,000 people. So we're calling on everyone to shoulder arms and help out where they can. We're looking at students who are having gap years. And we're looking at grey nomads, if they can help out. Well,
yeah.
They'll be very welcome in the fruit market. Anyone can help. If the pickers are not there and the fruit gets not picked, well, they'll be thrown. It'll be thrown on the ground. And, of course, that will affect our prices in supermarkets.
It shouldn't happen anyway with the amount of unemployed we have.
That's right. We do pay relocation expenses for people who want to move into those regional areas where the work is available.
Jump on to, your website's probably the best, where people can find out the details or get in touch with the office in Goondoon Street.
Yes. We've got people over in Gaindam and Dubbo and Emerald with the season just about upon us. They're really starting to panic now that they can't get pickers for their crops. So
yep.
That would be a shame to have that crop fall on the ground.
All right, Ken.
Yeah.
Do you have a bad joke?
I do, actually.
Yeah. Okay, well, hit us with your bad joke, because it is Bad Joke Friday.
Right, mate. Why wouldn't the skeleton cross the road,
Why wouldn't the skeleton cross the road? Ken, don't know.
He had no guts. Sorry about that.
That's all right. You have a great weekend.
Okay.